Not one thing that everyone has in common that is either the reason they are winning right now, or it's holding them back from being where they could be, or this is the reason that they're struggling. And that one thing is recruiting. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. Guys, today, I actually had something that came up over and over and over again over the last 30 days, last week, and actually today in some coaching calls that I had with some of the top team leaders, in the nation. And I just feel like I feel like it's my responsibility to share with you what's real, raw, relevant, and happening right now. And so I want to share with you what I've observed being in the rooms with the highest performers and coaching some of the top performers and top team leaders in the industry and running the business that I run myself, that we're on pace to do about 700 transactions this year. And all of them have one common theme that keeps coming up over and over again that I wanted to really go in depth on with you today to really understand the importance of. And that one thing that everyone has in common that is either the reason they are winning right now, or it's holding them back from being where they could be, or this is the reason that they're struggling. And that one thing is recruiting. I remember I went to the very first John Chaplack event that I ever went to. I remember hearing, seeing this big buff guy with a flat bill cap standing on front of the stage. And he said, recruiting solves all problems. At the time, I had a high performing team. I think we had, I believe, 12 agents. No, I think we had grown to, I don't know, our average agent PPP, I think it was 12 agents. Our average PPP was a per person productivity was like 48 or 50 per agent. And I was out of production. So we had a really, really, really high Navy SEAL productivity team. I'm like, what is this guy talking about? Like, I got this figured out. We're profitable. We're this. We have everything. We got everything taken care of until we didn't. And so I remember hearing him say recruiting solves all problems. And I was in that stage in my business where I'm like, what's this guy trying to sell me? And come to find out, the more that I've hung around, the more that I've learned, the more I've coached with others, the more that I've been coached, and the more rooms that I've gotten in, I've realized that I've yet to find a problem in this real estate business that recruiting does not solve. So we're going to dive into that today. We're really going to go into why recruiting is important, why people don't do it, why they struggle with it, and how you can apply things, simple things inside of your business, and the return that it will give you if you just treat recruiting like it's a part of your business. So many team leaders think recruiting is a passive activity, and it's because they don't know what to say. They don't understand the importance of it. It's challenging. They don't want a cold call. And I've got solutions for all of those today. So I'm just going to kind of go off the cuff and share with you what I've realized is I realized that if you're not where you want to be with sales, if you're not where you want to be with profit, if you're trying to get out of production, you're a team leader stuck in the messy middle, and a combination of all these things, like recruiting is the reason that you're not able to get to where you want to go. You see, a lot of times I think we think that we have like, hey, we need this new tech, or we need this new lead source, or we need this new whatever it may be, this new shiny object. But the reality is that we don't have a lead generation. We don't have a lead problem. We don't have a technology problem. Like, we have a people problem. And the reality is that if you have agents that are underperforming, you can either spend your time, energy, and effort trying to beat your head against a wall to get them to do more than they want to do, or you can bring in new people with a new set of expectations, with a new hunger, with a new standard, and they will do the activities that you onboarded them to and they will start seeing results. And then the others in the organization will observe that through activity, not through what is demonstrated, not through what you say. It's a big difference there. They will actually experience this by seeing others taking the action and seeing others get the results, to where now they will want to actually do the activity for themselves versus feeling forced because you're forcing them to do something they don't understand and they don't see why they need to do it. So I really think that recruiting, and again, I'm just going from the top of my head here, from just what's relevant, is that recruiting solves the production gap you have in your business. Recruiting solves culture issues that you have. Culture solves any revenue or profit you may be struggling with. What about this one? Burnout. I feel like you're wearing too many hats. So I was actually on a call with a team leader today. And we were talking about their first quarter year over year, and their profit actually increased year over year 2,557%. Yeah. Profit. Not some vanity metric, not that is their profit number. And I asked them, what changed? And they said, well, our leadership has improved since we started coaching with you. Our culture has improved since we started coaching with you. And that's changed everything. And I said, awesome. That's really, really good. And I appreciate you guys giving me the credit, but you guys have done the work. So it's not about me, it's about you. You guys have actually put these things into action, and it's awesome to see. But I think you're still missing the root of what has caused your culture to improve and what has caused your leadership growth. And that is recruiting. That is recruiting, because they brought in new people. They expanded their mindset of what is possible. They brought in new people with a new standard, new expectation. And those new people started getting results from doing the work. As a matter of fact, they said, it's funny you mentioned that, Matt, because our top producer right now is a new agent. This organization is going to close 400 transactions this year. So it's not a little organization, it's big. Profit is up 2,557%, and their top producers and a new agent they brought on late last year. That sends shockwaves throughout your organization, and it fixes all problems. It really does. And so I want to really go deep into why people don't recruit, right? So why do we get stuck on this thing as recruiting? We feel like it's this big undertaking, and we have to complete, we have to start cold calling people. We need to learn all of these things. And yeah, you need to be prepared, right? But I think that a lot of people don't recruit because they don't want to cold call. And so I'm going to break down later on in this a proven funnel system that we use that actually creates hand raisers of people wanting to join our organization. And we've implemented this in other people's businesses. I've actually created a free download to give you the exact playbook for what that looks like. If you would like that, just reach out to me and message me, and I'll give you that document. I'll actually put it in the show notes too, so you can download it. But it's a way to actually, what I call it, is a conveyor belt of recruits that are raising their hands, asking you if they can join. And so if you're interested in learning more about that, there's a done for you product that we can build for you, or I'll give you the exact playbook so you can go and run the play. A lot of people choose to just reach out, and it's easier for us to run the play since we've done it so long. But if you want to do it yourself, you want to build it, you want to build the funnel and the integrations and all that, I'll give you exactly how to do it. All right, so back to recruiting. So before I move to like the solutions, I want to really break down why this is important. So I want to give you some math. So let's say that the average transaction in your organization is worth $10,000. That's a lot, right? It's a lot of money. How much time, energy, effort, resources, technology do you spend chasing the next transaction in your business? Most people would say 80%, 90%, 100%. Without transactions, you don't have much of a real estate business, right? And so, but that's worth $10,000. Now, how much time, energy, effort, resources do you spend chasing your next agent? And most team leaders that I talk to are like, what do you mean? None. Like, so what's your recruiting strategy? Well, sometimes people reach out to us, and sometimes we might interview them. And so I just want to teach you to treat it like a business. And so I'm going to give you some math. So the average transaction is worth $10,000. The average agent, let's I'm going to give you some math, right? So the average agent that is responsible for the transaction, let's say that you can coach and train them to sell, let's just call it 10 homes a year. Let's be super conservative. You can help them sell inside of your organization. If you're listening to this, you can get them to sell 10 homes a year if they do the work, right? Very easily. Now, let's say they stay on your team for 3.5 years, which is the average lifespan of a team agent in today's marketplace. That means that per year, that $10,000 times 10 transactions, that's 100 grand per year. For 3.5 years, that's $350,000. So you are spending all of your time, energy, and effort chasing $10,000 and ignoring $350,000. Doesn't make much sense. We have it backwards. Now, for the Karens out there, I'm not saying you can focus just on recruiting and not focus on transactions. The whole goal of recruiting is to get more transactions. Yes, I understand that. But I'm trying to bring to the forefront our scale is out of balance. We spend 10 times the amount of energy, effort, money, resources chasing something that is $10,000 versus $350,000 of return on investment. We're out of alignment. And so I just want to bring that to awareness. So I went through the math. Again, production problem, culture problem. You have profit problem. You have an activity problem. Any problem you have in your business is a recruiting problem. And so, why do most leaders avoid recruiting? Here's the truth: they don't have a recruiting system. Most team leaders are still worried about production. They're still spinning all these plates. They're stuck in the messy middle, and they can't. They're too busy working in the business. They can't work on the business. I actually coach people that are still the top producers on their team. And we've built a recruiting system and plan where they spend an hour a day in recruiting and they are crushing. You just have to make small adjustments and be intentional. That's it. So you're still in production and you find every excuse in the world as to why you can't prospect for recruits. I want you to think about this for a minute. Team leaders, listen to me for a minute. What are all the reasons that your agents don't prospect? Let's think about them. Why don't your agents prospect? Fear of rejection. They don't know what to say. It's uncomfortable. They've got four pending, so they don't want to recruit because they're comfortable. And you go on and on and on, but you have a lot of reasons why your agents don't prospect. They've either given them to you or you've thought about them. Every single reason that your agents don't prospect is the exact same reason that you don't recruit. Stop pointing the finger and start looking in the mirror and realizing you avoiding this problem in your business is not solving the problem. Just like an agent avoiding prospecting doesn't help them get more sales. It is your responsibility to model and demonstrate what it takes. You have to be the leader, and bringing in new people to your organization not only protects the organization, but it helps enhance everyone else's success in the environment when you onboard them and indoctrinate them the right way. So you're not recruiting because you don't know what to say. You're not recruiting because you're comfortable. You're not recruiting because you're avoiding it. And so hopefully we can help you overcome that today. So here's what I believe recruiting actually is. So you don't have a system for recruiting. That's another reason you don't have a system for it. So let's help you build a simple system for it. How do you work your buyer and seller business? You generate a lead, they raise their hand, and you reach out in a proactive manner to see how you can help them. That's the same thing you do in recruiting business. You don't have to cold call. You need to build a pipeline, you need to deliver value, and you need to follow up and coach lead, and train your competitors' agents better than their current leader, and one of two things happens over time. They see value in you and decide to join, or something happens in their current situation and you are the next logical choice. Here's a great question for you. How many agents are you in second place with right now? If something were to happen, they didn't get paid on time, their leader pisses them off, they change the splits on them, their leads stop coming in, whatever the situation is, how many people are you in second place with? That's how you recruit, because you're providing so much value that you are the logical next choice. Quit shooting past the target. Let's build a pipeline. Let's generate leads. Let's provide value. Let's follow up like crazy. As an example, if I were to ask you, how many of you have had 1,200 reach outs in a year to recruits? Very few, if any. I've seen this asked in many big rooms. No one raised their hand. Here's the reality. 5 days a week, if you send five text messages a day to recruits, that's 1,200 per year. Do you think your business would look a little different with 1,200 reach outs to recruits? Absolutely, it would. So let's stop overcomplicating it. Let's stop avoiding it. And let's make recruiting a priority like it should be. Because what I've seen over and over again in my organization and organizations that I coach, if you get recruiting dialed in, it helps improve every other aspect of your business. It helps agents actually become more productive. It helps raise the standards. It helps marketing improve call-in and walk-in traffic because you're now selling more real estate and you have more stories to tell. I'm telling you, the problem that most of you have right now is you have not focused on recruiting. So here's like a simple framework for how to actually start recruiting. Number one, don't be a secret agent, right? Number two is, so you got to be out there and everyone's got to know that you're recruiting. That's just the truth. Do they know that you're looking to hire them? What about your value proposition? What makes you stand out? Why would an agent choose you? If you don't have that yet, be careful not to features and benefits dump. That's not what I'm saying. But go ask your current agents. Why are they with you? What makes you special? And if you're afraid to ask that, maybe you need to look at how can I become more special and provide more value? Here's the truth. The number one lever of recruiting is retention. How do you retain your current talent? If they had to, knowing what they know now, if they had to choose again and do it all over again, will they still choose you? I sure as hell hope so. It's what I fight for in my organization every day. I want to be the number one choice. And when you do that and you know what your value proposition is, you know the impact you can make on people's lives, then recruiting becomes easy because you actually build, which is the next step, you build an attractive real estate business that is attractive to other agents. You deliver that through the results that you deliver in your organization, social proof of telling stories, etc. Here's another thing too, is you need an email list. Email is not dead. Email works really, really well. So a social marketing plan and also an email marketing plan of items of value. Provide value. What is the problem that you had in your sales meeting this week that you talked your team through? Share stories around that on social media. Share that in your email list to your agent avatar that is in your recruiting CRM. Because another thing that you need, again, I said to treat recruiting like a business, you need a CRM for your recruiting business. You need to have clear stages and database management policy and pipeline management policy and all of these things you have in your real estate business. You need a simplified version for what is my follow-up plan? What is the value? How quickly do I call? Do I call, text, and email? What is the value that I'm providing to them over a period of time? What do I do when they open an email or they reply to an email? What is my process? You see, most people don't recruit because they download a list of agents from the MLS and they just start cold calling. Download that list, find your avatar of who is the ideal candidate, upload them into a CRM, follow them on social media, put them into an email platform, and start emailing them items of value, not asking to join, but sending them real, valuable content. And then over time, as your email reputation goes up because you're providing valuable information to them, now you are having warm calls to the people that are opening your emails or engaging in your social media content. Guys, as an example, if you're listening to this podcast right now, go look at my emails and go look at my social. I'm recruiting you right now. I'm recruiting you into coaching. I'm recruiting you to follow me. I'm recruiting you into some products that I sell. I'm recruiting you into following my podcast. Not for me, because I want to help you. But guess what happens? In this marketplace where all these agents are struggling, I have more coaching clients right now than I've ever had. Because I follow this playbook and I've done it consistently over time, and I give and I give and I give and I give. And I'm the next logical choice when someone is having a problem that maybe I've solved in the podcast. Maybe I've sent an email about. Maybe I've put some content on social. So that's the framework. Make sure that you treat your recruiting business like a business. I'm going to ask you something. Wherever you're at in your business right now, if you had more agents, would you be able to sell more real estate? If you had 5 more people, 10 more people, whatever a percentage more people, depending on how big your organization is, if you had 10%, 15, 25% more people, and all of them were indoctrinated into your culture, indoctrinated into your subculture, which is the items that you want to improve in your organization, meaning an activity standard, meaning they were willing to do the work required, meaning that they showed up to role play every day, meaning that they were actually doing the things inside of the business to help produce results. Would your team be in a better place than it is today if you had those people on your team? Of course it would. So what are you doing today to make that happen? I got to run to my next coaching call, but I wanted to share this while it was top of mind. Guys, if you're interested in learning more about what this looks like, I've got a whole downloaded document, downloadable document for free. That is my recruiting funnel blueprint. Actually, I have two, so I'll link them in the show notes, or you can reach out to me. You can reach out to me on Facebook. You can reach out to me wherever. Wherever you follow me, reach out. Email, it doesn't matter. And tell me you want the recruiting download. I'll send it over to you. It is the exact playbook of the recruiting funnels that we run, the landing pages that we build, how we integrate them, the webinar that we host. It's everything that has created over 2,500 hand raisers to our organization asking us, hey, can we join you? I've got the new agents on my team that we recruited last year will close over 300 transactions on our team this year from these funnels. How's that for proof? Guys, if you're not recruiting, what is happening is you're allowing the patients to run the asylum. What I mean by that is, let's be honest, we're all a little crazy to be in this business, right? And so when I say the patients run the asylum, what I mean is, since we're a little crazy, we're allowing the agents to lead us and dictate what the environment looks like. And if that's the case, agents will tend to go to what's comfortable. It is your responsibility to help raise the standards to meet where the market is requiring right now. And what I'm seeing all over the country is the market's requiring more activity. Have you raised the standards in your organization? You can do it one of two ways. You can go and yell and scream and throw shit at your team and say, hey, work harder. Or you can bring in new people with new hunger, new standards, new expectations, new work ethic, and they start doing the work. They start getting amazing results. And then everyone else looks around and says, whoa, maybe I should start doing that too. That's when you start leading from the bottom up. And recruiting is the only way that you do that. So if you want to book a call with me to learn more about that, just reach out. I'm happy to. Or if you want to download the free recruiting funnel, I will link in the show notes. Reach out. I'm happy to give it to you. It's the exact playbook that we use to make this a reality in our organization. And I use a lot of my coaching clients use as well. So, guys, I hope this was helpful. I do have to run. But as always, I truly, truly appreciate you. It's such an honor that I get to spend time with you guys each and every week. It's crazy how quickly the show has grown. And every time I see some people reach out all the time, I see people at events, and you share with me how this podcast has impacted your business or your life. And that's what keeps me going. So I truly appreciate it. All that I ask, guys, share this with a friend. If you found value in this, share this with a friend that you know it'll help. And again, those down that free download, I know will help you. I probably escape. I'm nervous to give it away because it's my playbook, but I want to contribute and I want you to win. And so, as John Chepleck says, if it doesn't scare you to give it away, it's probably not valuable. Well, this is definitely valuable. So anyway, before I change my mind, make sure to reach out so I give you a download of that, because I want to see you guys win at the highest level. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.